If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Stephon Diggs says he loves Cardi B's cheeks.
And Michelle Obama says Stephen A. Smith deserves a peach, honey. We've got the dish on that.
Also, Nick Cannon admits he never, ever wants his daughter to date a man like him. Lots to dig into today, so
let's get this started.
Well, Nicki Minaj wants smoke again, but this time it's with NFL player Dez Bryant. So there was a story that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones had a negative experience with Jay-Z while hashing out Dez's contract years ago. And of course, Dez and Roc Nation immediately denied Jerry's allegations. Well, Nicki, who has been beefing with Roc Nation over money, saw the story and hopped on X to ask Dez if he wanted to play a little game. So Dez hit her back and said, sure. Now, Nicki proceeded to lay out the rules of the game and said, all my stories will be about Roc Nation, Jay-Z, and the alleged racist Desiree Perez. Now, that's Roc Nation's CEO. And I hope you fully understand the rules. It's your turn. Now, Dez then pulled out and said he didn't want no part. And Nicki continued to come for him by mentioning his 2012 arrest for allegedly laying hands on his mom. Mm. So he clapped back by denying the allegations and reminded Barbs that her husband, Kenneth Petty, is a registered sex offender. Well, Nicki got triggered and offered $10 million to fight her husband. Now, Dez hit her back and told her to get the bag ready because he would beat her husband up in front of her face and take the money. And that's where we're at with the story so far.
Oh, my God.
I'll go with Nicki's husband because he was in the pen. So usually when guys in the pen, they know how to fight.
I mean, but it's like an A-B situation. Like, you know, some people are really good at fighting. Some people just get fought.
Right.
And you don't know who's who until you get to that, you know, you get to that bridge. But, right. I mean, Dez is an actual athlete.
He's a big man.
Yeah.
Big man with long reach.
Oh, my God.
HK, you know how that goes in boxing?
Yeah, that reach, man. You establish that distance and jab him to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But Nicki's husband, like, he got a long reach, too, honey. And he, I mean, I'm sure he could fight. I would be scared of him. So just because the person, the bigger they are, the easier they fall.
But that's the thing, too. But sometimes I think anything, like, post-prison life, you and your soft era.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the words of Gary, baby, social media can be a grimy place if you let people play with you. But lovebirds Cardi B and Stephon Diggs are not here for the messiness. So someone started a rumor weeks ago that Stephon had dumped Cardi because her BBL was smelly. Well, it seemed like that was all lies. Oh. Cardi posted a photo on the gram and Stephon commented, sniffs BBL, with the tongue emoji, to which Cardi responded, that's how I got you stuck, with several laughing emojis. Why would somebody say that?
Except, but your BBL is your damn butt. Your butt's supposed to smell. So why would it not smell?
That is a wild one to come out and be like, yo, your butt stinks.
Oh, you're
like,
kidding.
Who's out here? Nuh-uh.
Right. Just add no fuel to the fire. Like, you were clearly triggered if you had to jump out the window and respond.
Mm-hmm. Come over here and smell it.
Well, my, honey, Stephen A. Smith has got his panties, I mean boxers, no panties, in a bunch. So our forever First Lady Michelle Obama called out the ESPN host for having the spirit, honey, of a housewife on her podcast. And here's what she had to say.
If I listen to ESPN for an hour, it's like watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I mean,
it's the same drama and they're yelling at each other and they don't get along. You know, I mean, Stephen A. Smith, he's just like every other talk show host.
Oh, he'd be a great Real Housewife.
He would be.
Right.
He would be amazing.
So that's why I'm like, what's the difference?
Ooh. Wow.
Well, baby, Stephen, honey, was upset, child. Now, he did admit to being salty, and he took a moment on his show to clap back, baby, by shooting shots, honey, at Barack Obama for calling out black men, honey, for not voting for Kamala Harris. Now, the internet is saying his clap back was sassy housewife behavior and started calling him Stephanie. Some even went as far, baby, as dropping peaches, honey, on his comments. All right, bitch.
This is a different level. It's one thing to get, like, dissed by somebody who's, like, in the pop culture media space. Oh. It's another thing to get dissed by the former First Lady of the United States of America.
Right. Absolutely emasculated. Stephen A. Smith's like one of them Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. Whoa!
But she's telling the truth, because these men, they have bitch tendencies.
This drama.
Yes, men are worse than women. I had a queen's head. We had to step back and be like, hell, y'all go ahead and go.
Y'all take it.
All right, well, this seems a little bit suspect. Evelyn Lozada and her daughter Shanice Hairston spilled the tea on their mother-daughter podcast, Drop the Low. Now, both women have caught a lot of flack for Shanice having a baby with The Game, who is also the father of two children with one of Evelyn's former close girlfriends, Tiffany Cambridge. People have said the two are dead wrong and have no loyalty. But here's a short clip. Here's their response, Brett.
Sound like you guys were best friends. It wasn't my friend.
Right.
I don't know where that...
I think
that's a big one, though, because I get that all the time.
It is me, too. I don't live in a space of I'm going to sit up here and do this and I'm just going to lie or I'm not like if it was the truth, then I would be like, you know what? It was the truth. And, you know, some things happen. Cool.
What? But people on social media are saying both ladies should be ashamed of themselves. Does Shanice cross a line?
She don't know that lady.
Right?
Life goes on. You might run into somebody you have a relationship to have a relationship with somebody else, but that lady, her mom's age, that's not even in the same...
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Was Shanice a little girl? Young did when her mom was friends with this woman?
When people hear about a good restaurant, others are going to want to eat there. Right? You know what I mean? And apparently Game's Yelp reviews are good. Mm-hmm. You know, to where, like, you are cross-generational with it. You know, like, you hitting people in the 40-plus club and people in the 2020 club, too.
Mm-hmm. Generational wealth. We all want it. We all want it.
Well, moving on. Nick Cannon says he has one wish for his daughters, and it's to not bring home a man like him. Now, during a transparent moment, Nick was truthful about what he hopes for his baby girls when it comes to dating. Listen to this.
You have five daughters and you're like, all right, I at least want to be able to be true and honest, but like, I can't live the same life that I've always been living and, you know, attempt to, you know, right my wrongs in that sense of where, like, hopefully my daughters learn from my mistakes and not date people like their dad.
Mm.
Sometimes that rear view mirror is better than the one you look right in front of, right? So it seems like he's done some self-reflection and he knows where he messed up, but how do you tell your daughters to not date a dude like you?
You don't, because I think that's sad. He should let his daughters date a man like him, because most daughters love their daddies. And I want a man just like my daddy. So he should let his daughters date men like him. He's a great man. He just was a whoremonger and had kids all over the place.
I think part. I think it's the whoremongering.
But it was good for you, so let it be good for me and Bucky.
They're going to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, so it's sad.
I think he's probably just talking about, you know, having been a part of so many relationships. Maybe he wants his daughters to focus on just maybe one.
And also the cautionary aspect of it, because, like, maybe sometimes, you know, a lot of times we do things because we're lacking something or we're missing something, and we're trying to fill that void.
Right.
And maybe he's trying to just help them spot that in dudes so you're not a person who has visitation rights later on with some dude who you want to be in your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. If I had sons, I would definitely want them to be like me.
What would you teach him?
I would teach him, honey, just be careful, honey, because that little bastard right there, you got to watch him. Mm-hmm. But, honey, if you love him, you love him.
Mm-hmm.
And you do what you want to do.
All right.
It's a lot of miracles.
There we go.
All right, y'all. Up next, Ja Rule had his fans mesmerized on stage. We'll get into that dish right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, these next few stories are all for Gary. So, Gary, listen up. During a recent stop of the Where the Party At tour, which features Nelly and friends, Ja Rule kicked off his set by flopping out of his bed and getting dressed on stage, showing all the fans what he's working with. Gary?
Oh.
What in the Magic Mike?
Now, some people said none of his songs require all that. But what y'all think?
It did.
What's one of his songs?
Mm-hmm. Honey, I don't know, but it required that. I know what he was showing us.
What was he showing you, Gary?
A print. Uh-huh. I would definitely go to this concert. And I don't like to pay the concert, but I probably would pay something to see him.
Sit front row for this?
Yes, just to see that. And to make
you
sure.
Throw a few dollars on stage?
Mm, make sure I saw what I thought I saw. Mm. Okay. Make sure.
Want to appraise it in person?
Mm-hmm. You'd have to pay a lot for those tickets to sit up close. You
know? Oh, really?
Yeah. So you probably wouldn't make it.
I would tell like Brad to sign me, honey, and he'd give me a good ticket.
No.
Well, back in the New Edition days, Bobby Brown was pretty scandalous on stage. Well, he stopped by the On That Note podcast, and Boys to Men's Sean Stockman asked him about what he did for attention with sharing the stage with a group. Check it out.
You would either take off your drawers or slide your drawers to the side. So whenever you were pumped, it would give the flag sweat.
That is absolutely true. Oh, I wouldn't wear drawers.
Wow. Now, Bobby also said the ladies were always screaming for Rob Trezvant, so he had to compete.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like? I love it when these men finally tell the truth. When men finally tell the truth, because they be doing stuff for attention. Mm-hmm. And this is what he did. And he told us the truth. That is amazing.
Did he get your attention back then?
No, because I never did go to the end of their concert. Well, I did go to the concert once they was grown, but Bobby was too fat to pull his drawers on the side of this, so there was nothing to see. But it's amazing.
That's a wild question for another man to ask another man.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Like, y'all was doing some research.
You had to pull to the side.
But you got to tell the truth.
How do you do it?
And I don't like, I like to look at it, but you wouldn't be with me. I don't like that. You would not be with me because that's too much attention.
If they're going to be with you, they got to keep it all.
You need to be, honey. You don't need to be showing every damn thing. I don't like that.
Well, maybe they're showing it because they're not with nobody.
Yeah, but I would play with you, but you would never be mine.
Oh. Gotcha.
Mm.
No.
Okay, all right. We're done talking about concerts for a little bit, but we're not done talking about sausage.
Oh, God.
Here we go. So the new movie Together stars Dave Franco and his wife, Allison Brie. And at one point, Dave shows his piece. Mm. Well, writer-director Michael Shanks revealed that it was a prosthetic, but he had to think outside the box to make that scene happen. Michael said, "We had such a limited prosthetics budget, and it just so happened that my partner at the time was the lead designer of a sex toy company. Isn't that convenient?"
Wow.
And he was like, "Oh, I've got a bunch of very realistic genitals just lying around in a drawer in my home office. So I just took one of those and gave it to the prosthetics guy, and he kind of painted it up."
Oh.
Painted it up?
Painted it up.
Mm. Okay. That means it was black.
And he made white?
Well, because Dave Franco's white, so like, so you gotta, we wanna match the color because you don't wanna like have a two-tone situation going on.
Oh my.
Who do you think color matched it?
Mm. Maybe a makeup artist or something, so it could look skin color, or did they paint it? Yeah, you want to do the movie now?
Oh, no, because I already know it's fake now, so it won't be no fun.
Oh.
No, it's no fun, honey.
You don't even want to see what it looks like?
Nah, if it's not fun, because you know, honey, like, I mean, you like to think in your mind you could have a chance. But if you know it's fake, honey, there ain't no chance. Could that girl get home, pull it off, oh, here, let's put it on the dresser.
Oh,
this is it. Well, up next, honey, who's talking about Beyonce? Ooh, not me. Find out who it is, baby, and what they have to say after the break.
Oh, Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, it's been rumored for years Trick Daddy and Trina's radio show was taken off air for comments Trick Daddy made about Beyonce. Well, despite Trick saying he loves Beyonce, there's no performer doing it like her. He still doubled down on this.
I don't consider Beyonce a vocalist. Mm-hmm. I know what a vocalist is. Mm-hmm. I'm a Whitney Houston fan. Mm-hmm. My godmama is the late, great Miss Betty Wright. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know Mariah Carey has a voice. Mm-hmm. I know Anita Baker and Stephanie Mills has a voice. I know a lot of these young girls can't sing like Shirley Murdoch. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant about, there's a difference between singing and sang it.
Okay, he said what he said. I mean, a lot of times, a lot of that stuff be on personal preference. You know, you like who you like, and people touch your soul based on how they sing.
Beyonce can sing anything, though. I'm sorry. Beyonce can definitely sing a Shirley Murdoch song. She's a singer. She can run, she can accrescendo, decrescendo. She can do everything. And so can Fantasia.
But she can't sing like Trick Daddy said, though.
Yes, she can. Yes.
I kind of agree with Trick Daddy. She's a great singer.
Lord,
but baby, all the girls, his name is Stephanie Mills, honey. Your girl, Miss Mariah Carey, honey.
Absolutely.
Miss Shirley Murdock and all those girls. Those girls are singers.
Yes, and so is Beyonce. Mm. Well, speaking of Beyonce, her father and former manager, Matthew Knowles, was not happy when he heard Beyonce's music was stolen thanks to her choreographer, and he's letting it be known. Check this out.
Do you know anything about that?
Well, I don't know anything other than what I heard in the news, but I can tell you, Don, her choreographer had better be glad that I'm not still managing her, because he would be in hot water. First of all, why did he have a hard drive with all her music? He's a choreographer. And if he did have it, why didn't he secure it? You never, ever would leave anything like that in a car.
He ain't wrong.
Yeah, that's like you don't leave your jewelry in a car.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but why would a choreographer have her music like that?
Maybe he was working on something for something up and coming or something new, like something new she's working on.
Hey, if we got new music, that means we got new music videos, maybe.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Maybe
he needed to work on some new choreography to teach everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But with Matthew saying that about him, I wonder what he said about Matthew. I'm glad she don't have you as a manager then. That would be my response.
Well, the choreographer hopefully would stay in his place and not say anything about her.
Well, Matthew should have stayed in his place because
no
longer
that's
manager.
Beyonce's father.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He don't have a manager.
Dad gets a few words.
Dad can say whatever. Yeah. The choreographer got to watch it.
He couldn't say too much.
Choreographer could lose
his
job and be working for someone else.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you don't want to lose a job with Beyonce.
Oof.
Well, Matthew should have kept quiet.
No,
left
Matthew,
that alone, let
no,
that
Matthew
fade to black.
Kept quiet. He can say whatever he wants to say. That's his daughter.
He wouldn't talk to me any kind of way in the public talking. I mean, I respect him.
He's not talking to you any kind of way. He was just saying that he doesn't like that.
With some of your
that
music
wouldn't fly story? If he was still her manager. He didn't say anything bad or negative.
Yeah. But that's embarrassing. If I would have been her manager, he would have been in hot water or whatever.
Well, that's true. I mean, I'm sure he was in hot water one way or another.
I'm sure she was the number one queen for Beyonce, so I'm sure she wouldn't get fired, so.
Okay, Gary.
Okay, one mom and dad do the unthinkable when their kid's passport failed the vibe check on the way to their vacation. That tea after the break.
What's the vibe check?
Vibe check. You know, you're checking the vibes.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. It's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
All right, y'all, so this one's a bit wild. So a worker at the Barcelona airport said a couple abandoned their 10-year-old son so they could catch their flight after realizing his passport had expired.
Yo.
Now, they arranged for a family member to pick him up.
Oh.
However, when airport staff found the kid on his own, the police were informed of what had allegedly happened. Mm. And then the kid told them that his parents were on a plane and they was going on vacation, and the plane had to return to the stand where it was met by the police, and the couple were eventually found to take it to the airport's police station where their son was. It's not clear if they was arrested.
How old was the kid?
10.
Yeah. This should be the plot of Home Alone 3.
Yeah, this is right on the line. Yeah. This is real close to the line for me.
Yeah, I mean, do you think the parents should have been arrested? Because, like, 10 isn't the same across the board.
It's not.
That's yeah, because there's certain 10-year-olds who operate like teenagers.
Come on.
Borderline adults.
Got their own place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
got their own
right
place,
thing.
Phone, computer, credit card, and everything.
Okay, hold on. Gary, if your parents are getting ready to go on a vacation and they left you at the airport so they can make the vacation because your passport was expired, which, by the way, why didn't they check? But what would you do?
I would just go, if they called his aunt or uncle to come pick him up, I would just go with them and I would play PlayStation all damn week while they go.
And enjoy it while they
exactly.
away.
Yeah, yeah. So this is time to do what I want to do then.
Right.
So, no, I wouldn't be
upset. Wild out.
The McAllisters, you suck.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, that's all the tea we have for you today. But don't worry, we'll be right back. Or we will be back. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.